When Eliezer Damasek was being mispaled to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should be Matzliach, he really, we see from earlier from his conversation with Avram, he was hoping that his daughter would be the one selected, that Avram's family would say no, and instead his daughter would be selected. But the tefillah that he was praying, that the woman who says, I'll give you water, I'll give your camels water, it wasn't just a random tefillah, but it was showing something about who had to be a matriarch. It says, V'yah nara asher omar elel hatino chadech v'eshte v'amrshte v'gam gmalecha ashke oso chachto abdechal li yitzchak v'edak yasiso chesedi madoni. In other words, that what was the idea? If you offer somebody water from the bucket that you've just drawn up and they drink from it, and this is the Beis Halevi's shot, this whole what I'm saying this morning, and they drink and they have a disease or contaminated or contagion, then you're bringing back that water to your house. So you can't do that. If you do that, you're not appropriate for the house of Avram. If you just take the water and you pour it on the ground after the person drinks from it, you're humiliating them. You're insulting them. So again, it's also not somebody that's appropriate for the house of Avram. But if you not only give them water and then you pour it in for the camels and you keep pouring for the camels, it shows, as it were, that, and to extent that I hate to use this word, you're a diplomat. And I hate to use that word, but in other words, you show you have sensitivity and understanding. And this is what Eliezer was trying to say, and this was, in essence, really was a difference between his daughter and between Rivka, that even though she was raised in the house of idolaters, you see already Laban and Bisul, we'll see what happens with them, but she, because of her menekes, because of Dvora, she was raised to go in a proper way. And Eliezer Damasek, his daughter, he was a slave to Avram, he was a Knani, that was their outlook in life. To be matriarch of Klal Yisrael, you cannot have a slave mentality. You can't feel that your time belongs to somebody else. You have to be someone that's eternal, with eternal hope, with eternal optimism, eternal vision. And this was something that was a unique characteristic that was given over to the traits of the family of Avram Avinu. And these traits remain by each and every one of us today, which is a reason for many of our individuality. Why, unfortunately, many of us go off the deep end and we embrace politics or other things rather than embracing the Torah. So we have to keep in mind from the tefillah of Eliezer Damasek, what are the attributes of a matriarch, and make certain that our families, our daughters and our families, embrace these ideas of eternality and of freedom of time, which leads to freedom of actions, free to follow the Torah, free to serve mankind, and free to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu.